Yeah, I'm calling. I just wanted to let you know I had made a recording of I Choose Peace.
Mm-hmm.
And I have listened, and I made a 20-minute recording. And I listened to it yesterday. And what I'm noticing is that when I get relaxed, like when I'm in meditation and when I get in a certain kind of relaxed breathing, I get sleepy. And the same thing happened with the tape.
Yes. Yes, it does. And in fact, I was just looking at something yesterday. I was reading something, as a matter of fact, where the person I was reading was talking about moving through different layers of consciousness,
mm-hmm.
and that when we start to move through a layer of consciousness, so exactly in the way you're describing, you're moving out of a habitual orientation, if we call a level of consciousness an orientation, right? It's how you usually are. And
right.
You're going to consciously choose to change how you are. And the reaction to that is sleepiness, drowsiness.
Hmm.
Now, we could talk about it, and we often do, because I have that, as I'm fond of pointing out, slightly paranoid approach to things, that it's ego defending itself,
right.
Which is certainly what it feels like, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it we try to wake up, which is what you're describing. We try
right.
to wake up, and ego says, "Oh no, you're going to go to sleep." As a matter of fact, the way that often happens when we're up walking around in life that we don't notice is distraction. But when
right.
we're sitting still, then yes, there's the tendency to fall asleep or to get drowsy. And so nothing to be done about that except to persevere, you know, not to think there's anything wrong with it, not to get upset, not, especially not to go into competition with it or into, to make it something that you're going to be in opposition to. Because
mm-hmm.
if we do that, of course, then it's really got us. So you just notice and kind of straighten your spine a little bit more, and
mm-hmm.
or take a deeper breath and bring more awareness to the recording, to the listening, and just keep going and you'll pass through it.
Mm. Okay, well that's what I wanted to know, because you know it kind of stopped me yesterday, because
yep.
you know I'm at work and I'm trying to listen to it in one ear and I need to be alert for work, and so I'm just. What to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and of course what you're feeling your nervous system calm down.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things that that happens with us, so when I'm especially when I'm first teaching talking to somebody about meditation, I'll hear myself saying, and what you're learning to do is get to that deep place of relaxation. It feels like you're just going to go to sleep, and instead you stay right there.
Hmm.
So the next movement would be, in quotes, unconsciousness. But
mm-hmm,
we're staying,
right.
We're teaching ourselves to stay awake, aware, alert at
mm-hmm.
that deep level of relaxation. So all of that surface, you know, the blizzards and the, the stuff of conditioned mind, are left behind. So you're
right.
going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper while remaining alert. Because the habit, the tendency to fall asleep, that is learned. It's not a natural state. Okay?
Mm.
So for most of us, as we grew up, we would learn to go, 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 and then fall asleep. Go,
right.
go, 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 and fall asleep. There's not that deep level of relaxation and alertness.
No, not at all. It seems like it's either, you know, as you said, being stuck in ego and urgency, or else Just what you
or
said.
Or sleep.
Yeah.
Or you fall asleep. So it's drink coffee during the day, drink alcohol at night. Smoke pot at night, right? So what you need to do to wake you up and keep you going, and then what you need to do to put you to sleep.
Right.
Make you relax. Yeah.
Right.
And so we're doing all of that on our own, right?
Right.
With no external support.
Well, maybe what I'll do then is I'll make a commitment to listen to the tape for a certain amount of time and just do it regardless of how I feel.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because if you need to be alert,
yes,
for your work, you can be alert through conscious awareness, through intelligence, rather
uh-huh.
than through conditioned mind. We don't need to go into, as you said, that urgent conversation in
right.
order to be alert. Because in that case, we can be very, this is not a word, I think, agitatedly present to the conversation in conditioned mind, which creates an illusion of being alert and present.
Right.
But they're not the same thing, are they?
No. I think being alert and present and actually, you know, being in the work would be kind of more akin to being in the flow, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Not in a conversation in ego, not being in an ego conversation in conditioned mind
right.
that is putting on the brakes. Because that's
right.
what that conversation is. It's a constant putting on the brakes. Well, I don't know about that. Well, there we go through the days with that image of one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake, right? So the urgency of conditioned mind, wow, you know, poor person, worn out at the end of the day. Need drugs to relax.
right. Yeah, well, this is helpful because, you know, of course I was hearing from conditioning, well, I can't really do the tape anymore because I fall asleep, so I'll have to just abandon it, you know.
Right. Oh, exactly. Yeah. So I guess I'll just have to abandon that conversation and conditioned mind that is putting me in such an agitated state that peace is something that's unfamiliar to me unless I repeat it to myself and focus attention on it constantly. You know,
mm-hmm.
no, we'll give up the focus on peace.
Right.
I don't think so.
Yeah, so
all
I'll
right.
So I'll just, you know, as I said, I'll make a commitment just to listen to it for a certain amount of time, regardless of what happens.
And see what happens. Because
yeah.
you might very well, I'm speculating, I'm kind of giving you a guarantee here, what's going to happen is you're going to break through that barricade.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't be sleepy any longer. You'll just be in that deeply relaxed, alert, present state that you would like to have at work and at home and when you're jogging and for all the rest of your life.
Right.
So, again, don't fall for the, okay, I'll make a commitment to listen. Because, you know, a conditioned mind can deal with something like that. That's not a problem. 20 minutes? Sure. Let her have it. She can have 20 minutes. We have her the rest of the day. So what you're doing is doing this exercise as a way of breaking through that system, not letting it come up with one more way to control you.
Mm. So you're saying I shouldn't make a commitment, like I should just do it all the time. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, it may turn out that you have this period of time where you're commuting to work. Okay,
mm-hmm.
great. You're going to listen to it there. And then there are these periods of time at work where you could listen to it. So it's become something, I want to listen to this. I'm going to find all of the places in my day when I can.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than this is something I should do, I'll make a commitment, I'll agree to do it.
All right.
This
well,
is something This is where I want to live. This is how I want to be. This is, a la the quote, this is turning all of that urgency and agitation that becomes greed, hate, and delusion for people. It's turning all of that energy into something that's available for you to offer back to life in a compassionate, peaceful, present, kind way. Right, okay. So that's the transformation that we're doing here. That's what we're engaged in. And so what we say to ourselves is, this is how I want to be. This is the orientation to life that I'm choosing. So right. I need to be reinforcing that constantly.